have a motion on board by Councilwoman Irving, second by Councilwoman Booth, to come out of executive session. With that, no discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilman Redford?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redford?
Yes.
We're back in our regular meeting. On the agenda, we'd like to bring up the, I'd like to open the floor up first. Do you want to go ahead and bring the item 8A up right this moment? That we discussed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. We'd like to visit with Mr. Lawson. Lawco, please. We have met the executive session. You would give out your information to the council. I'd like to entertain a motion on the information that we received.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion with the proposed Lawco.
I need a second.
I'll second.
I'll second.
I have a motion on board by Councilman Redford, second by Councilwoman Irwin. Any more discussion? Council?
I think you ought to at least state what it is, the extension of their.
Would you take care of that at this moment?
Okay, it's an extension of their concession agreement to match up for the timeframe that they were delayed on getting an earlier agreement ratified.
Yes, sir.
And then the normal things that everybody run into in terms of beetles and permitting and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Which cut into their timeframe that they made the original agreement with.
Thank you very much. With that, call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redford?
Yes.
Councilman Redford?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman, for that.
Yes.
Just get it turned right. With that, I have other two issues that has been out of the executive. Would anyone want to entertain a motion on 8D?
I wasn't in here, but I make a motion that we turn that over to you, take care of all that for us in a resolution. Make sure it gets done.
We have a personnel matter that they'd like me to go to HR over and respectfully be able to negotiate and take care of our employee without having to come back next month. This has lingered a little too long. The council is trying to implement a procedure that matches HR, but we're months behind in this. And I'd like to go ahead and get it taken care of. I need a second.
I would second with the understand, if Councilwoman Irwin would add the word immediately to that.
Oh, okay. You'd immediately, they'll take care of it.
Personnel issue, staff. That's a motion on the floor.
And a second by Ms. Boone.
Any more discussion? Just call for the question.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redford?
Yes.
Councilman Redford?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'll see you in the morning.
No matter what you've got to do.
First thing in the morning, 8 o'clock.
I don't care, just whatever you have to do.
With that, I have some other issues. We will hold off until we talk to attorney on 8C. We will look at going into 8E. We'd like to give your choice to Lacey this week and try to finish that up for number 8E. Now we're going to, with that, council, I'd go on to the agenda under O Business or Ryan. Is everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Irwin. Floor is yours, sir.
I
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there's a bunch of materials here. You'll undo those and take, the top page is actually a restatement of a proposed resolution that was voted on in, it's on the highlighted version on the back of the thing. So that was unanimously passed back in April.
That's correct.
And what I did after the fact, to get a list of leasehold to relinquish, I mean, the way that the read originally was to relinquish all the leases and then take new two-year leases on the properties that I went back and technically evaluated and determined to be what we would like to keep. And there, so that top page is very brief, is just a restatement of what was approved in that meeting in April. As I went back and completed the technical evaluation, I came up with a list of there's two exhibits attached. One's to maintain new two-year leases, the other one's to work back to the tribe. One of the issues that I ran across in the meeting, we actually had a board meeting in June, for me to present and get approval from all the investors in this project. And I did that. One of the problems I had was when I went into that meeting, there are five leases that do not have lease numbers. And as I started to bring that up in the meeting, I mean, there's one of the investors in this project is a public company, really worth a lot of money, almost $1 billion public company. One of their concerns, I mean, they're very averse to risk, especially on the legal end of things, liabilities. Question I can't answer is, where are the leases and where's the money? I have no idea. I don't know if the money was BIA, the tribe, I have no idea. You know, they don't really want to, you know, I'm the messenger, but one of the things they brought up in the meeting was, is someone embezzling money? And I'm like, I have no idea where the money is. Okay, so I can't answer that question for a partner. So that's why the delay in coming forward with these lists, because I just don't have answers for them, and I need approval, just like the Mineral Council, I've got to have approval from partners to come forward. So what I finally came to the point, I said, look, set that issue aside, let's go forward and make this thing, at least get this thing taken care of, and then you can deal with that however you need to deal with it. So that being said, I basically just said, okay, here's the exhibits, two exhibits. If you go through those two lists, there are five sections or 160-acre leases on these two documents that have question marks by them. That's because I don't have a lease on them. So I can't give my partners an answer. So what I did is I said, okay, I'm just going to list them. This is the stuff I want to keep to go drill and develop, spend money on. These are the ones we'll give back to the tribe and let them, you know, go back at Felisa. So, I mean, that's what we talked about probably on Friday. I probably should have had the minutes to this meeting. It would have made it more meaningful and less confusing, because the resolution has already been agreed upon in the past. It's just we didn't have a list. So that's what I have today for you.
Madam Superintendent, he made some reference to some money issues. Do you know anything about that?
The other day, on Friday, I was under the impression that the $120,000 that was being questioned had been addressed. And what I will do is I will go in and find that information. I tried to find that information between Friday and today, and I only got one response, and it was $120,000. So once I do get that, I will resend that back out. But I was under, from my recollection, of course we got so many letters going out. From my recollection, already been addressed.
I thought it had been too, because that was a pretty bold statement you just said, and it doesn't sound very good.
No, it's all pays, so.
But I will go back in and look into that further, because I do want Orion to know that there's nothing at the agency that the agency still has. And if there is something at the agency, then yes, we will give that back to you, because it would have been set in a suspense account.
My problem is I can't give a partner's explanation. I have no idea. I have no idea. So I'm kind of getting attacked in meetings because I just don't have an idea. I mean, no answer for it.
To me, though, that's not really what we're dealing with here today, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get off of that.
That's a totally different issue.
As I'm reading what was said and voted on back in April, we agreed to essentially do the deal that you're talking about now, to where you get 2-year leases on 7,000 acres. And as I made a statement in executive session, some of the deals we do in here are obvious.
Yes.
They're easy. You know what to do, you know what's the right thing to do. We had two deals here today that aren't so cut and dry. We have both men put a bunch of front-loaded money into a deal, and because of circumstances, maybe some within their control, lots of them without their control, they weren't able to capitalize on those funds, on those the investment that they made. Back in, when we did this, this was a heavily front-loaded deal, by today's terms anyway. They paid $150 an acre for 3-year leases. And they paid us that on far more than 7,000. How many million did you pay us in 1 year?
Almost $3 million.
Yeah, $2.9 million. Plus you put in infrastructure, put in gas line, gas delivery line out, right? Some other infrastructure deals in. So the deal was already front loaded and we collected the money, and it's the long spit by the head right over. But that still leaves them out there with the deal. A month ago, appreciating the climate when it is, we did a deal with Sayhaw, in which we give them 17 leases, 3-year leases for $40 an acre, with a clause in it that they could, the ones they didn't use, they could re-up it for $40 more for 2 more years. So the ones that they expanded out to 5 years, they were getting 5 years of lease for $80 an acre. This man has already paid us, if you just use the 7,000 acres he's talking about, he's already paid $150 an acre for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Because that's what he's going to end up with in the end, is a 5-year lease. If we give him a 2-year lease. We made an agreement back in April. We said we were going to do it. It's not one of those cut and dry deals, but every deal we do, whether it's front loaded or back, the back is always the biggest load. Oil, gas production, oil production. That's where the real money comes in. No matter what we collect for bonus, it's minuscule if the guys drill oil wells and produce oil and gas for us. I think nobody's crawling over to go out there and lease that land underneath those turbines out there where Skip's at. Nobody's been jumping on any of this stuff. This is stuff that nobody's used. It's on the edge of the Burbank. Nobody knew what to do with it at first. And they have the seismic stuff, right? You've done the seismic. You got everything in your possession ready to go to work on. I say we honor our deal we made in April, and granting the leases, and time to go to work.
Would you make that in form of a motion, please?
I do. I move we accept the proposition, the leases that he has proposed that he gets, and we go forward with that.
I second.
Motion on the floor, Councilman Crown, second by Councilman Bain. Resolution adopted. discussion? Would that call for the question?
Councilman Tishelwalk?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
I'll vote for it.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, counsel.
You bet.
With that, I'd like to go in with the old business, 9B. Would anyone like to, yes, sir?
Can I, just one moment?
Yes.
Going back to the geophysical data, I've been bringing dollars to the Osage for over 20 years, and I was the one that actually got Chevron to shoot the data because of working with the Davis Brothers and selling the whole idea. I've seen the Chevron data process for shallow. I know it works. So I would challenge you to collect all that geophysical data that is...
Start with Orion.
Well, I have this amount of money, okay? It's going to take a lot, but you're going to find all kinds of things in the Osage if you utilize the data that's already there and reprocess it. It's a long process, so, I mean, you know, you're going to have a little bit of time on the leasehold to be able to pull producers in to make it happen. There's a lot of oil and gas still left in this asset base, I promise you. So it just, don't give up, collect the data.
Oh, that's not even our vocabulary.
Well, I'm just saying that some way we need to get that out. And I talked to Paul a little while ago. I've got a scanner, a 42-inch high-resolution scanner, and those Landsat maps, I can scan those things like that, and they're digital. And then just boom, boom, boom.
His satellite stuff.
And all that Landsat data, I mean, I used to have it at Davis Brothers. I have no idea where it's at now. But any data that you have that needs to be digitized, I've got a high-resolution 42-inch. As long as it's not exceeding 42 inches in width, I can pull that data in.
My borders are dispersed.
I can get you that data, and I'm more than happy to do that for all whatever digital data, geological, geophysical we got. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Does anyone want to talk about this, or can we take it on to the next month? Transfer of a CD. Donation sold out of the bank. It's owned by a certain rancher.
I don't think we should have dived in there to begin with after all this started off somewhere.
I have two options here. We have the American Heritage, which the nation went to, down here across from the grocery store. And then we have Bank First. I'd like everyone to entertain that effort, and then we'll decide where we want to go with it.
You don't want to do that today?
It's up to the council. Council.
I'll make a motion that we transfer the CD to the Bank First.
I need a second.
Second.
I have a second. I have a motion on floor of Councilwoman Boone, second by Councilwoman Crum, to move our CD asset from Citizens Bank of Oklahoma to Bank First in Bartlesville under the Mr. Krebs, and I can't remember his last name without my phone. Is there any other discussion? Let's call for the question.
Councilman Crum?
Yeah, I seconded it.
Hey.
Yes, I'm hearing the Cherokees on that. Well, they're better.
Don't go there, I'll call you.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Quit. You guys have a try.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
I'm hurt. Brothers hurt me. Wounded me deeply over here. Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishelwalk?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you all so much. With that, we want to go into committee report. The oil and gas summit report was so well done Friday. I didn't think we had anything to add to that. Brother, take over.
You have the floor.
Yes, okay, just a real quick comment. We've been tasked to, as a mineral council, to come up with a list of names of people that are going to present. So we're working that list. It's a temporary list. Unfortunately, the other person, Mr. Yates, has not been able to come due to obvious reasons. So I think you were going to contact him and see if we could work.
Yeah, he was ready.
He's ready to do, okay. So if it's okay with the Mineral Council, we will, well, I will, with Lou, communicate with Mr. Yates on his task, which is more on the day-by-day producers and what they're seeing, those kind of presenters. And we've got some ideas on the list here. I'm not sure if we need, we'll get a list. I'm not sure what we need to do going forward, Chairman, is what I'm saying. But I propose this, that we'll have a list, Lou will finalize, submit it to the Mineral Council for final approval.
Thank you, Reverend.
And I don't think we need to be in a meeting. I would like to propose that if it happened by email, we could send it to our chairman, and then once the chairman gets approval of.
We'll just have to stick it with our recommendations. We can't do a poll.
We can't do a poll, okay. So if we vote now to finalize the list, then I think we could give you the go-ahead to approve and move forward. Let Lou take our recommendations and shoot them to, or give them to the Osage Summit Committee.
Councilwoman Booten and Councilwoman Bratton.
I have the draft list, but I would like to see what field they are in and what they're going to present. Because I saw one name on here that I questioned. Well, I'd like to see.
Yes, ma'am.
More information. Be specific.
Yes, ma'am. Councilman.
Well, I had two things. The second one, he answered, I think, with the very last statement that they were presenting them to the committee. Because we want to be careful about the operation of this deal, that it's the committee that actually does this. We just got to facilitate. And it sounds like we're doing that right now, so that's perfect.
Okay.
The second thing, I know I haven't seen your list, but traditionally we've asked the BIA if we had anything timely to do for a presentation. And so if they're not on your list of people to consider, well, I think you should consider them doing something. Because I suspect there might be some rule things or something that somebody might be able to present on.
Well,
even the latest permitting procedures for drilling might be in. Might be a short presentation that they could do. So, give them lots of ongoing.
I appreciate the comments. Mrs. Boone, we will topic in your area of expertise and topic to the list of the Mineral Council.
Thank you.
The second thing is we've been in communication with Mrs. Robbins Phillips to ask the group that's going to meet with us on our meeting for the settlement, the consultation meeting for the 2011 settlement. Since they're going to be here on December 6th, can they stay over and do the morning session and give the producers the opportunity to interact with not only the Bureau, but I've also asked the EPA through Randy G and the Indian contact for Region 6 to be able to answer the leasing questions and the environmental injection questions. And then, of course, we'll be there. So, and then I'm even thinking maybe honors, if they could be there to field the questions to get producers from filling out papers to getting it on the system. So I'm envisioning, is kind of what Lou and I are talking about, maybe after the morning goes from 11 to 12, we have a listening session where the producer has the opportunity to talk to all the federal folks that are involved in each and every area. And I think that'll give us the ability to sell tickets or whatever, get the people there, get our producers there. So that's kind of where we're going. The afternoon session, it's more of an opportunity, what we want to do looking forward. So I'll have the list sent out the Sue's, well, Lou will do it. Lou's our contact person with the site. So Lou will communicate to all the council on what this final list is going to be and then submit to the Senate.
Are we finished with that subject?
Are
we finished with that subject?
I'm good.
I have a couple of things I'd like to bring up that were omitted from our agenda. One of them was the meeting minutes. It's not on our agenda. And today we're supposed to approve those things?
We actually had them available and reviewed on Friday. And we asked, maybe there's a possibility. That's why you talked to me this morning.
Okay. I wonder how come.
And then the other thing is in section 10 of our book, there's a resolution regarding the negotiated rulemaking case and attorney fees.
Yes, that was actually under the old business. We should have added that, and that's my oversight. But first, I want to get into the minute meetings. Has everyone reviewed it? Would you like to make a motion entertaining to vote those two?
I couldn't approve the meeting minutes as they are because I found some mistakes. I would make the motion to approve them once the mistakes were corrected.
May I table that and move on to the more important issue?
Let's table it and submit the corrections so we can all see the corrections
yes.
made. I'm always kind of afraid of approval and then changing them.
We see it all the time. With that, I did want to add in with the council's approval, we were sent a resolution. All of you received the email from our attorneys in Denver. We actually received some back from the federal courts. I'd like to use that money. We weren't given the $200,000 back that we used. We got to make sure the people that took us or the government to court does not receive it either. Now, if they want to pay us 40 cents on the dollar, they got to pay them 40 cents. But in this case here, we received, we're the first recipient ever from a federal court to send the money back. This is what we asked for our attorney fees. We still have an outstanding attorney fee. I'd like to ask that we use this $65,000, this effort of these dollars to take care of the 2015 funding for the attorney who actually took this case. Counsel.
What we do with it, we have to pay our bills.
Yes, sir.
But I'm a little against the methodology. It was suggested that they just, it never comes to us. They have it in a lockbox or something, and they were just going to apply it. It needs to come to us.
That's correct.
And then we need to pay whatever we're paying to the attorneys, as we pay our bills.
Yes, sir.
That's my problem with it is I don't want a short circuit to where this goes directly to them. It needs to come into our treasury and then back out of our treasury.
And I concur with that under the GAAP process.
Well, let me ask you.
Councilman Redcorn, the council will pass. So.
If you do that, how can you use that money if you go ahead and put it in 2016? How can you use it to pay something in 2015? There was a reason why the court sent it to him. I don't know what it was, but
because
it's an old bill.
Because he was official signatory and representative of ours in the case.
Okay, but how can you put that money in 2016 and then expect to pay on the 2015 bill?
I put it in 2016.
Well, if you're going to put it in our accounts, ask for it back. Actually, I think it's sitting in a trust account right now in our name.
Okay, I do understand that question.
Then should we modify the resolution to further identify that it will go into the 2015 budget for the use for 2015?
Counsel.
I think we'll just leave it as it is. If that money is directed for our attorney of record, then it needs to flow that toward that situation. I don't think we need to bring it back in our fold and discuss it again or do whatever we need. What it was intended to do, which was to pay for legal fees process
to the federal court.
Yes. Is that what that resolution says?
Federal transactions. Location, location, location. And we are beneficiary, we are the beneficiary.
Yeah, right.
We are not the decision maker on this stuff. We've only brought the situation to the forefront. We still would expect that trust protection next. So the decisions of the federal government to send that money to where it needs to be is to be maintained.
I don't have that resolution from you, but I make a motion that we pass that resolution as written. Is that right, Cynthia?
Yes.
To go ahead and just use it to pay the bill. It's already in a trust account up there. Go ahead and let him use it to pay the bill.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay.
Discussion?
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Now discussion, sir.
I think this is wrong. I think that we're the ones that got paid that, and the guy that's receiving the money wrote the resolution. Now, I don't know, I have a problem with that we're taking our settlement and giving it, or our, I guess, settlement, the settlement on the cost of the case, it's part of the case, that the settlement's probably the right word, and just directly to the attorney. I think that's the wrong thing to do. I think we had to need to show a record of it coming through us and to him. So I'll be voting no on it because of that.
Mr. Chairman?
Hang on. It's highlighted from DOJ, what it was from, council. Who asked first?
Me?
Go.
I'd like to correct something that Mr. Crum said. That he believes that our attorney wrote this resolution, and he did not. I asked our executive assistant to prepare this for today.
I apologize. Thanks for the clarification.
You're right. Very good job.
I think the decision to pay our attorneys has been a question for a while. And there was not a unanimous decision in this case. So we, the majority of this mineral council, felt like that these things needed to be challenged. They need to be challenged on the grounds, in my view, of tribal authority, which we were given that ability to set the value of our own assets. And that was not dictated to us by anyone else but other ourselves. So, sitting here for the last year, I continue to get comments of paying our attorney. And I'm wondering if it's, you know, is it because of the issue that they're not satisfied with the results of what we got? I don't know. I don't think that's the question we should to that's my thought, my estimate, but really, this money is set aside for our attorney because of the situation that we went through, and we need to make that happen. But I want the public to know that. You know, in my seat, we've heard a lot of commentary about paying our attorney, talking about the budgets to pay our attorney, all that. And it's been discussed throughout the nation. But the reality is that we won some pretty big cases by turning the direction. When I come in 2014, I asked that we remove our attorneys and pull this one case into federal court. That was my belief. So we need to pay out on that, and I think we have made the right decisions. We want to fight. We've got issues. We need to protect our sovereignty. We need to protect our trust. And we need to protect our tribal authority. So, and I'm okay if mineral council doesn't flow the way I do, and then I lost that vote. I'd still say we need to pay our attorneys. So I disagree that we need to continue to ask these questions about how or what we didn't get our attorneys paid because of the success that they have generated for the Wasatch Chevron.
Councilman, thank you, sir. Your last. Council.
Oh, okay.
said I'm last.
I'd like to clarify that I was not talking about not paying our attorneys. I didn't have, if that's where the money went, that was fine. That's what the council wished to do, and I resent the inference that that's what I was doing. All I'm talking about is the pure mechanics of it, that I think we should have a record of it flowing through our system. And that was my only objection. I stated it from the beginning, that if we want to pay the attorneys with it, that's great. We need to pay our bills. Thank you.
Do we have a motion on the floor?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't get a copy of the resolution, but that was my motion. Yeah, I made the motion with that, because Cynthia said it was okay. So. So, she seconded it, but it's to go ahead and take it and let him pay it.
Yes.
If he's got it in a trust account out there, it doesn't need to travel back and forth. Let's just pay it and be done with it.
Yes, it's identified the correct fiscal year, complimenting the effort we need to do. Any other discussion? Hearing none, let's call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Cronin?
No.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. With that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I need a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Redcorn for adjournment. With that, no discussion, call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Councilwoman Boone?
No.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Cronin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
No.
Can't let me have that chance.
One more no, we have to stay.
I wish we made announcements to the council. Remember, we have a meeting in the mornings with the EIS. That's what I was asking for the other day, and then you panicked me on this other one. Rather, that's okay.
What did I say? Okay, before we get into that, call for the question. Go ahead and make it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and make it. We have that meeting in the morning.
What time? Is it 9:30?
Nine.
9 o'clock?
Oh, I thought that.
With your office.
At your office, at your company.
I thought it said 9:30.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
They told us 9:30, but I would like to show up early and hit the bill, so let's go with it. With that, I'll call for the question. What was it, count?
It was 4:30.
So it passed. Thank you all very much. God be with you.